Mr. James, why did you become overdrawn at this branch the day after your account was opened?
No comment.
And after just 2 days, you were £993 overdrawn and did not reply to my letter.
No comment.
And after just 5 days, you were £1,064 overdrawn and did not reply to my letter.
No comment.
Are you aware that by continuing to present cheques under the protection of your cheque card, you are committing an offence under the 1968 Fraud Act?
No comment.
Mr. James, I am sorry to inform you that we are no longer prepared to act as your bankers. Have you anything to say, Mr. James?
Yeah.
What?
I don't want you in the drink, in a sink, or in the pink.
Pardon?
I don't want you in the news, in a stew, or feeling blue.
Mr. James.
Baby, you and me, let's be.
Mr. James.
Baby, you and me, let's be.
Monica Corsica.
Baby, you and me, let's be. In the red. In the red. In the red.
In the Red, dramatised by Mark Taverner and Peter Bainham from the novel by Mark Taverner. Starring Michael Williams, Barry Foster, Stephen Moore and Stephen Fry.
Seconds and 9 o'clock on air, everyone.
Where is Craig? Where the bloody hell is my crime reporter?
Calm down.
Calm down? Oh, yeah. That's
30 seconds.
That's great advice, I must say, Max. I'm telling you now, that man is out of BBC Radio. Do you hear me? Out.
Don't worry. George is a professional, remember?
Yeah, professional bloody sozzler.
15 seconds.
Caroline, George Craig was doing lead stories on the great train robbers when you were writing what I did on my school holidays or whatever prissy little prep school you were.
Yeah, last of the great tacks and all that crap. Come on, change the record, Max.
Right, we've got the Home Secretary in the radio car to make that statement.
Where the hell is he?
Five
in the
up.
Radio car.
What? No, not the Home Secretary. I mean, George!
5 seconds.
Oh, no.
Three. Stand by, Gemma.
BBC Radio News at 9 o'clock. This is Gemma White. The main headlines today. Latest economic indicators show a further deepening of the recession. And the government is set to come under pressure on the subject of violent crime after the murder of another London bank manager. We hope to bring you a full report shortly from our crime correspondent, George Craig.
What? Yes.
Economic forecasts published today paint a grim picture of nationwide debt.
Oh, my God.
This report from our economic correspondent, Max Parker.
Grim is the word to describe today's situation.
Oh, you're not kidding, Max.
As the leader in this morning's Financial Times puts it, frankly, the picture is grim. Mm. As BBC economic correspondent, I can do no better than to quote
the Guardian. As usual, Maxie boy.
Things are serious and grim.
Concerns have intensified this morning over the reports that a third London bank manager has been murdered, this time at a branch in Tooting.
What?
It's believed a number of £1 coins were found at the scene of the crime. Our crime correspondent, George Craig, will bring us a fuller report
as soon as
he has...
Morning, Max. On my way.
George, where on earth are you?
Well, I'm not on earth, I'm in hell.
Well, you're meant to be in Broadcasting House.
Same place, isn't it?
Where have you been?
I'm recovering from one beef vindaloo, 10 onion barges and 100 pints of bitter.
You've really put our little editors back at this time, George. She's been bellowing around the newsroom half the night looking for you.
Really? I'm amazed her mother lets her stay up that late.
She's got her knickers in a twist over these bank manager murders. She wants you on the case and fast.
I'm on my way, Max.
So, who'd want to go around knocking off bank managers? Who wouldn't?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?